I just hate being in this seat right now.
Oh, why?
Because I've been here since 10 a.m., bro.
Patrick, I think the last person, the last people you needed to be complaining about are two people that applied for the exact same position.
Yeah, I'm going to say go after yourself.
Am I just a jerk right here?
Yeah. Oh, dude, doing my radio show today that you guys applied for also but didn't get it? Yeah. God, dude, I am exhausted.
Look, Danny Meringue threw up after the first segment yesterday. So
did he really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He comes in. And I was like,
too much fun.
Honestly, he's a little bitch. He needs to stop complaining about it and just roll through the punches. I came and did Sports Sunday, hung over off my ass one day, rolled through it. I threw up. You didn't hear a peep out of me.
See, I never have to do the hot corner hungover. I just do it drunk. It's perfect.
That is pretty. Day drinking helps.
Yeah.
You just fall right into sleep after you get off the show.
I thought I was being hazed. Danny got off a flight and got here at 9. I got here at 11.
He was sprawled out.
First show, just passed out,
butt naked on this couch.
Our social meds guy, he was like, "Hey, just so you know, Danny likes the lights off in there." And I was like, "Okay." And I walk in, and he's just assed out on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the thing, and you know, he wants to do his ooh ooh ah ah thing, and he goes,
"Oh, I heard it."
He goes, "Ooh."
Oh, that's good.
We got through the first segment, and then he got up, went to the bathroom, esed his brains out, and then threw up.
Oh,
came back ready to go, though.
Food poisoning? Like, what the hell is that?
No, he just came back from Vegas, from Summer League.
He went too hard at a Backstreet Boys Sphere concert, apparently, which...
I mean, Joe, if you and I are in Vegas, we're going hard for a Backstreet Boys show.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going hard for the Backstreet Boys show. I'm going hard in the adjacent parts of the Backstreet Boys show.
I went to Vegas in early June. The wife and I went down there.
I don't think I'm like, dude, we're pre-gaming for Backstreet Boys. Let's do this.
And we missed the Dead. We missed Dead by 2 weeks. So the residency was Kenny Chesney.
Ah.
And you cannot pay me to go to a Kenny. Well, you can, but it's a large number.
I was going to say. Definitely.
Sorry, everything's got a number,
I'll go to
my bad.
Just about any concert if you pay
me. You can pay me to get to a Kenny Chesney show. I was not going.
Got to cover the beer somehow.
If you told me, like Danny told me, $250 to get in the door.
For
the Backstreet Boys?
Absolutely.
If my wife and I were there in early June, we would have done it.
Is it
we
front row? Pulled the.
What's that?
250? Like, where are you seating?
He had decent seats. From what I saw on Instagram, he had seats that you could see the stage fairly well, and you could see the visuals fairly well.
Okay.
Visuals. It was one of those moments where I was like, ooh, where are his seats?
You
that
can
could
see
be
the
a future spot for me.
You can see the visuals. Well, the whole place is a visual.
Well, what I've heard
what
in
are we talking about?
What I've heard in following my Dead & Co. stuff is that if you're on the floor, like if you're a GA in the pit, the visuals aren't as easy.
Kind of,
but you get
stuff
to see the band because everything I see that's at the Sphere, if you are in a great spot for visuals, you can't really see the stage.
Do you think they said, "All you people, can't you see? Can't you see
how your love is affecting
on
my
reality?" Yeah, there we go. All
actually, right. Just being close to the stage, I think that's the better spot, anyways.
I told this story today. Yesterday, I think, when Danny was telling me about Backstreet Boys.
Just so many shows.
So many shows. I just don't know what to do here, you know?
Douche.
I'm just such a important guy here.
I am 1080 the Fan.
And
so bad for you.
I listen to Sirius XM radio. I have it in my car. what?
You work for a radio station. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
Dude, my
P1
is 1080, all right?
No,
my P1 is 1080.
Yeah, when you turn the satellite
I
off.
Am the largest P1 fan of anybody at this station.
No,
Nobody listens to this station more than I do.
I would challenge
you. Oh, yeah?
You
what did Isaac and Suk talk about today at 3:15, at 3 o'clock?
I was in a doctor's appointment.
Yep,
but at 4 p.m., I was right there, baby.
Wrong.
A doctor was three knuckles deep into Schultz's ear, right?
It's like, you know what,
give
dude?
Him some grace.
By the way,
checking the prostate.
By the way, where the hell were you this morning? We had the first all-staff meeting at 10 a.m.
I was
fan
there. I checked
that I've
in.
Been to in my entire life, and Schultz's not in the building?
Well, I don't believe Ortner was either. I think there were other people
missing. Don't you deflect this to somebody else.
No, they didn't show up to the Zoom. I was in the Zoom.
To be fair, I don't think
I
Ortner...
wanted you in the building.
I don't think Ortner was even on the Zoom.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't present at all.
So I beat some people here on staff.
That is true. I did get here before Big Suit.
Pause.
And my other co-host,
I didn't say the second word, Joe.
I missed it.
I almost, yeah, just sexual jokes. Continue.
Just keep going.
Sex.
Yes.
I like sex.
Kinks.
I'm a fan. I'm a fifth grader.
Hey, I'm a P1 of sex.
Really quickly, it's funny that you guys talk about getting pre-gamed to go see Backstreet Boys, because my wife and I got to meet the stars of Boy Meets World last Friday.
Oh, did you go to that?
We did. We paid for the meet and greet.
Ken Burns is at Rev Hall tonight.
Right
and
now,
I would
yeah.
die to be there right
Rev
now.
Rev Hall is a beautiful venue. They've got that nice rooftop bar. And yeah, we got to meet Topanga and Sean and Eric, and it was amazing. And we got pre-gamed as hell for that. We got more drunk than we have in a while, and I think it was just because of the nostalgia.
You're at the bar. You're so high.
You got a $150 tab. It's like, man, you guys are really tying on. What are you up to tonight? We're going to a podcast, The Boy Meets World. No Ben Savage, because he's a loser.
He is.
He doesn't need to do that.
Look at all these hotties dressed like Topanga. Yeah, that was a thing.
I was saying to Danny, and I'll say this to you about the Boy Meets World podcast. I have to think the talent at my age was probably pretty good.
Yeah.
40-year-olds at a Boy Meets World podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Show.
Now there were some nerds.
40-year-olds at some Backstreet Boys.
Dude, I went to The Weeknd.
But there were some hots.
Oh,
up
that,
in Seattle.
Well, that transcends generations.
And I went with my girlfriend. I had to keep
There's
that
some
head.
Hot alphas there. Sorry, I had to is keep, Epstein not cool? My bad.
I had to keep that head straight. No. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, my God. It was
peripherals
yeah.
only.
Blinders on. There was these one batches of girls that walked in front of me, and I just even said, like, good Lord. And she just laughed.
Dude, we're in Vegas. Me and my wife are in Vegas. We're having dinner at this place kind of late at night.
It was not a good Lord, by
and
the
this
way.
Woman
like, oh
and this
God.
Woman walks by, and I see my wife checking her out.
Hell
and
yeah.
We've got a great relationship. Like, we can talk about this stuff.
You're like, so you trying to do?
And,
like, yeah, three?
And
yeah,
I just
yeah.
went, wow, that woman is gorgeous. And she goes, really? Really? Right in front of me? I was like, damn it, woman. You never act this
you
way.
You were looking at her, too.
You were looking at her, too.
I was following your lead.
I could never convince my wife. She's like, look, what am I supposed to do with them? I'm not even attracted to them.
Really?
What do you think is the better audience looks-wise? The Boy Meets World podcast at Revolution Hall, the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere, or, you know what, I'm just going to finish it. It's Backstreet
it's,
Boys.
I was going to say it's
Sphere.
Vegas. It has
it's
to
It's Backstreet
be.
Of the Sphere for two reasons real quick.
The weekend in Seattle, that was good.
Probably pretty good.
There was some good work being thrown out there.
And Seattle, those are like the locals-ish to where Vegas, everyone comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
But I talked with Danny about it, and Danny said what was surprising was it was 18 to 55.
That was the demo?
At Backstreet. So, like, that's a wide range.
The 18-year-olds. Why aren't they playing Bye Bye Bye?
My God.
Where's Lance? Where's Lance?
Dirty Pop?
Still dating Topanga.
I'm a JC Chazé guy. Where is he?
Chris, you're
Chris,
my favorite.
You're my favorite.
He's the ugliest.
That could be the name of one of the Backstreet Boys, too, and I would have no idea.
I only know AJ and Kevin. Or there's a Carter. Isn't there a Carter?
Nick Carter. And then Aaron, his dead brother now, unfortunately. Wow. Remember, he was famous, too?
Jesus.
Yes.
Schultzy.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, hey, if we're bringing up Nick, you got to bring up Aaron, rest
oh
in
my
peace.
God.
Dear God.
Just no tact. Whatsoever.
Is this the night for tact? Is this really the night for any tact whatsoever?
I think so.
Bullsh.
No. I might curse on air tonight. Who knows?
I'll dump you, maybe.
I got nothing to risk. Well, not, meh.
Maybe. A little bit.
Yeah.
Oakley doakley.
No.
We have a show tonight.
Yeah, we do.
We have a large announcement to make here that we will make after the break. I just want you to know that I'm very happy to be here. Corbin Carroll just
You just deep. Said that you, at the very beginning of this segment, that you were not happy to be here.
Shocker, Joe, I'm a liar.
It's all bits. Just radio bits.
Pete Alonso hit a 3-run dinger, and then Corbin Carroll hit a dinger, so we're in some interesting spots here when it comes to the All-Star
And now
game.
They're doing something on the field with...
Hank Aaron?
I don't know.
I saw 7-14.
Oh, there we go. Okay, Atlanta. I got
well,
it.
Yeah, did you see the NL jerseys of the number 44, the ALF3 for Hank Aaron?
I saw somebody with the back of their hat said 21. I was like...
Yeah, what?
Clemente?
I think.
I mean, I love Clemente.
Was it Skeens?
Maybe it was Skeens. Maybe that's which would make sense. the whole pirate thing.
By the way, I got the audio. I sent it to Jordan, a little production notes. I sent it to the 1080 The Fan Twitter direct message. Some audio from tonight that I would like to play at some point.
Oh, all right.
Might have to email it to me, but I'll get it.
All right. Well,
for the love of God.
When we come back, giant announcement for you right here. This is Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
How historic is the Fremont Bridge? When was that opened up?
1973 or 4, I believe.
Oh, he's right on the effing money. 1973. Well,
it was a really cool day because
damn,
people got to go walk out, or at least the day before it opened, onto the Fremont, like just as pedestrians.
Well, I do that there's a lot of street racing all the time.
I bet you do. Do you go graffiti it as well?
No, I'm just there to watch the cars.
In the Bronco.
That's funny.
Me and the Bronco peeling out. Got to turn the little dial between park and drive.
Crab mode to get the
peel. Fremont Bridge mode and the goat mode of the Bronco.
The goat mode, that's what it is.
Why is that Bronco hanging off the side?
I told you that I thought goat mode meant greatest of all time. I was like, this car is the greatest of all time. And it's like, no, great on all terrain.
You're not the only person probably that has ever thought that.
I like the first one better.
Well... Isaac Rop already kind of let it out of the bag. That son of a bitch.
The guy, let's face it, doesn't know what's going on a lot of the time.
Still got to make the big announcements, though.
Yeah. Yes, we do have a big announcement, and it's not one that I take lightly. I know it was fun to joke about how I don't want to be here. I'm just joking. I absolutely love this show. This show means more to me than maybe anything in my life, not name my wife or my kids. Today is the last episode of The Hot Corner. And that makes me feel things. And I don't like to feel things.
You just like to be a blank, soulless monster over there that gets a new show and then cancels his other show.
Well, I would like the record to state that I did try to keep this show alive.
And I will back you up on that.
I did.
And when we were having conversations, preliminary conversations about you moving to afternoons, and it's funny because I very much, you were like, well, I don't want the Hot Corner going away. I'm like, dude, if I were you, I would definitely be. I was like, yeah, no kidding.
This show sucks, man.
And then I believe you were in Hawaii and you even texted, you're like, me and the lady, we were talking about it. And regardless of what happens, I want to stay on that show. I want to keep it going.
I had a great conversation with my wife. She was like, you know, if you get this job,
follow your heart.
If you get this job, would you get rid of the Hot Corner? I said, probably. It's probably just too much on Tuesday.
This is how the conversation went. Would you get rid of the Hot Corner? Hell yeah.
I hate those losers.
That makes Tuesday way longer than it needs to be. And I don't need to do that.
I am 1080 The Fan.
And
peace out, nerds.
But then I was talking with the wife and she was like, well, I kind of like my Tuesday nights. You should keep doing the Hot Corner. And it was one of those like, really? It's like a Friday night. You put the kids down. It's like, oh man, all the guys are at the bar. And she's like, you should go. And you're like, wait a second, is this a trap? Is this a trap?
No, I get the house to myself. I can watch.
She was like, I actually really
enjoy
Love
Island or whatever.
I really enjoy Tuesday nights. And so I went to Mandalay Bay and I said, yo. And boss man, you know, resident Red Sox fan, Ryan Cooley was in the room. They're probably gonna get hella mad at me that I'm saying this, but I said to them, hey, they offered me the job, and I had said, I have one stipulation. They were like, oh yeah, what's that? All casual. And I was like, I would like to keep doing the Hot Corner. And they went,
yeah.
So about that. I believe I was told.
I need you to not come in on Tuesday nights.
I believe I was told that's going to be difficult.
I'm going to push back. Why?
Yeah, I did. I was like, why?
Why?
I'll do it for free.
Why would that be?
I'll do it for free. Joe already does it for free.
Why? What? Why? But also, I'm not going to question it too much because I get my Tuesday nights back. That's some G that needs to be played, baby.
I also get my Tuesday nights back. That's some V that needs to get played.
In all seriousness,
that was just because it would have been
some mean, G and V,
and they
baby.
Didn't want to do it. So no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
In all Bag seriousness, you
just trying to slip it in there.
You have been hosting this show for 10 years.
10 years.
I have been producing / hosting this show for eight? No. You've been doing this. I think it is 10 years.
This is my 10th year.
Yes, I joined in halfway through the season.
Through the first year or the second year?
The first year. Because
at the beginning, it was me and Voldemort. And he was on the ones and twos.
And then I jumped in halfway through the season once I got hired here. So you're 3-4 months ahead of me on this. But you've been hosting this show for 10 years. I've been producing slash hosting for 10 years. It's crazy to think that 10 years has gone by like this, of doing this show.
10 years and 40 pounds.
That is... It's a bittersweet moment because as much as we joke, like, oh, we get our Tuesday nights back, it's like, you know, whatever. This has always been... I can't tell the listeners how stress-relieving doing these shows is. Mm-hmm. And whatever is happening outside of these walls, whenever we come in and crack the mics and do this show, everything is forgotten about. And, you know, I'm getting a little verklempt over here. I'm getting emotional, man, because it's not the world, real life is not fun sometimes. And so coming in here and being able to do a show with you for the last 10 years and just hosting with you the last 3 years, it's just been awesome, man. Like I have had so much fun doing this show with you. I've had so much fun doing the show with Schultzy. I've had so much fun doing the show with Mike. This has been such an awesome part of my time here. And, yeah, man, I'm just, you know, I'm bummed. I'm sad that we can't keep it going. I totally understand why. I mean, you have a very good reason why you don't have to do this show anymore. And I don't blame you. But as I said, man, this is going to this frees up some personal time for me. Mm-hmm. This frees up some time to maybe put some more effort into my podcast on the side that will be starting back up once football season comes back around. But, you know, it definitely is like it's kind of just hitting me now. Like this is the last time we'll be doing this. And it's tough, man. But, you know, all I can say is I'm just very happy to have done this show with you for the last 10 years and anybody that listened and rolled with us over that over the last decade, because I know we're just we're the little Tuesday night baseball show. Mm-hmm. We've literally been called
Wednesday night for a long time.
We've literally just been called the baseball show for years, sometimes not even by the actual show name.
We've been the Hot Corner since day one, and it's only known as the baseball show.
So, again, it's a bittersweet. It's a tough feeling, but, you know, you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere as far as what 1080 the Fan goes. Schultzy's not going anywhere. You know, it's just we're going our separate ways for now.
Yeah, but 10 years ago, I won some stupid
get to see you more now.
I know, that's really funny.
I just get less hours, so there's not good about it for me. I'm happy for you, Patrick, but it's like, oh, darn it, I don't get to come in on Tuesdays anymore. Kind of sucks.
10 years ago, I won some stupid little competition, and I was given this show by the great Jeff Austin, him and I were actually texting last night, who I can't thank enough and love enough for the opportunity that man gave me. This was a weird thing to enter my life as it was now the coolest thing I could ever talk to anybody about at a party. You know, it's like, what are you up to? Or I go to a high school reunion. Like I had my 20-year high school reunion a couple, 2 years ago. And it was like, what are you up to? And it's like, well, you know, I work for this guy. I work for a merchandising company at the time. And I also host a sports talk radio show once a week. And that's all anybody ever cared about. It was like, that's what made me cool.
And then you tell them 1080 AM and they're like,
what is that?
Look at you like you have three heads.
I picked up a buddy
AM
once.
AM radio?
I picked up a buddy once to give him a ride somewhere. He asked me and I was listening to 1080 the Fan at the time. And he gets in the car and he goes, whoa, they still have AM radio? This is like 6 years ago. I was like, yeah, man.
Trust me, bud, when the Mount Hood blows its top and that cascading subduction zone goes,
AM's where you're going to hear
AM's
about
still going to be kicking, baby, yeah. All right?
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet.
The world is ending around us, but what is Dak Prescott's legacy? We find that out after we avoid floods from the Willamette River.
You know, Mike Lynch is one of my closest, oldest friends, and when it comes to hosting a daily show in the afternoon with Danny, I'm not there without Mike Lynch. Joe, you and I have become very good friends over the years, and I'm not here because of you.
No, it's just over the year.
Without you, I should say.
Last year is when we became friends. I hated you for the previous nine.
This stupid little show is really important to me. I think you nailed it best. There are times that I said this in some of my interviews when it came to the afternoon stuff, was there were times where it's like 6:50, and I've said to myself, the last place on earth I want to be is doing a show right now. I just, I'm tired, or I'm pissed off, or I'm just not feeling it, or I hate Joe, or something like that. And the second you come in here and this little light turns red, you just go and you just do it. And at the end of it, never once did I say, yeah, I was right. I didn't want to be here. It's like at the end you go, yes, now I feel better. I feel good.
Yeah. I know that once Mike left and went on to do his Blazers gig, that there was a lot of hesitancy on your part on continuing the show.
I didn't know.
I
just lost Beers on Us. When Mike left, I lost Beers on Us. I tried to hold it on for a couple weeks and was like, this is unsustainable.
Yeah.
So I punted that.
I'm getting way too drunk doing this.
So I punted that. Well, I just realized how valuable he was to me.
Yeah.
And then we came in this, and Joe, you were kind of like, I want to do it. And I'll be honest, I was a little worried. I was like, Joe's my producer, but I don't know how much he cares about baseball. And you stepped right in. You stepped right in and were great from the jump. And it's so, I love that we put you through the ringer and had a bunch of people audition for this show when I think I knew all along it was going to be you. And I don't know. I think we also live at a radio station, if we're being honest, that NFL rules. NFL and college football rule.
We're also in a town that does not have an MLB team.
Yeah.
And hate college baseball.
Yeah. And I hate college baseball. And I now do a show with Danny, who does Blazers. And, you know, those are the three biggest things we talk about on this station. You know, when I was offered the job and I accepted and I was very excited, and it's a huge moment for me in my life and my career, I realized I got a lot of work to do. But it's also, you know, Andy and Brandon in the morning are baseball guys. Isaac and Suk are baseball guys. Everybody here at the station has a team that they follow and watch and root for and know the guys and know the dudes on the bench and a couple dudes in the bullpen. But we realize that baseball is not what gets you listeners going. And so this show has always been a nice outlet for that. I mean, Brandon Sprague texts into this show, you know, through the text line. Not just to me personally, but through the text line, you know, like this was always a really fun thing. And we've done 2 days of Harris and Meringue, and both days have been baseball. And I'm going to talk baseball tomorrow. So for those of you on the YouTube chat that are being really amazing, you know, where am I going to get my baseball? And, you know, what are we going to do on Tuesdays from 7 to 9? On Tuesdays from 7 to 9, go find some better content.
Well, I just responded to them. Live.
Live. Yeah.
You'll
yeah.
Live.
Do something fun. And
live your life.
And know that me and Danny, like,
remember me.
I'm going to force them to talk about baseball. It's not going to be all day, every day.
As you should, damn it.
Because baseball is...
Especially when we get an MLB team.
Yeah, it's one of the most amazing sports to have ever graced this planet Earth. It's America's sport, and it's one that I hold near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, man, I love baseball, too. I wouldn't do this show, obviously, if I didn't love baseball. I mean, it's been such an integral part of my life. You know, some of my earliest sports memories. I mean, going to an Orioles game when I was 9, that was my first MLB game. And playing baseball, obviously, growing up. But it is just, you know, my love of the game has ascended and throughout the years. And doing this show when my Orioles sucked reignited a passion for the game. And, you know, I think that we made this show for what it was, being a baseball show, MLB baseball show in Portland, Oregon. I just hope that we did it justice and we made it as entertaining as possible for you and me for the last 3 years, and you, Mike, and myself the previous 7 years before that. I just hope everybody that is listening and has listened had a great time with this show. Whether you listen to it live, podcast, YouTube, whatever, I just hope we did our jobs right, and I think we did. I always say that, you know, we must be doing something right if they haven't told us to get off the microphone and stop doing the show.
That's the truth.
That is basically sports radio. It's like, how do you know you're doing a good job? Is because you still get to keep doing it. So.
And I think one of the best parts for me, if I'm being selfish for a moment, is that as long as the higher-ups clear it, because you have your own duties, if Danny's out, you know, Joe, you're my first phone call. Every single time. Every single time. So that's the best. If you like me and Joe together, and I love working with you, Joe, I've really nothing to take away from Mike, which is classic for taking away from Mike, is I don't know if I've enjoyed this show as much as I have since you've come on. And I don't know if that's just we've been doing it for a long time and we're kind of in a routine and know we go, but I've really, really had a great time with you.
Likewise, dude. And
this is no offense to Danny or anybody else that works at the station. Like, Joe, you're my guy.
Likewise.
You're my guy.
It is. I think that we've heard it on these airwaves over the years in different radio stations, media. There's chemistry cannot just be made.
No.
It's built, and I think what you and I have done over the last 3 years, man, it's like you are a genuine friend of mine. I love you. I appreciate everything you've done for me. I'm extremely happy for you and what you're about to do on the afternoons. And like I said, I get to see you more.
Yeah, like that is kind of cool because we like each other as friends.
Yes, yes.
Might as well like see each other and not have to do this stupid thing. No. Oakley Doakley. So. Well, we'll reminisce throughout the entire show, but we do have a baseball show to get to right now. National League up 6-4 in the top of the seventh, as this game became something real as the American League tries to fight back. So let's get into that. We'll talk about some first half highlights and sadness. We'll look at the season ahead. We'll have our final fair foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Stick with us. Stick with us. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader. But first, we'll toss it to Schultzy with sports. And that's where we'll start. The Home Run Derby last night. Huh?
What was Berman doing? How come you couldn't get him into the Fox Sports?
That is true. If you could roll out old-ass Joe Torre and Clayton Kershaw for the All-Star game, why can't we get a little Berman?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Chris Berman's really, fully coherent nowadays. Is he?
I don't know.
Unless he's doing the duh-duh-duhs.
He had to be a smoker for a long time.
Dude, Berman partied.
Because he talks like...
Have you seen the, SportsCenter, behind the scenes clips of him talking about how he would get codeine pills in Toronto.
Jeez.
Do you know?
They were like, we need you to cover a Blue Jays game. He's like, hell yeah, brother.
Well, it was the Bills. Like, he's like, whenever the Bills had a game and it was like Monday Night Football or something like that, he's like, oh yeah, that'd be great. You go across the border, get some codeine pills. Duh, duh, duhs is what they call them.
Put it on the ball.
He's like, just enough to give you a little pop, you know?
That's so amazing.
Yeah. And then there's another behind the scenes clip of him essentially hitting on one of the production assistants. Like, you're looking good today.
I want to kiss you.
Isn't there that film? Not that one.
I mean, I want to kiss Susie Colbert too, but on Monday Night Football House.
There's that famous Berman clip. It was during a halftime of Monday Night Football, and he's freaking out. Like, it's like none of you have ever worked in television before. You keep walking in front of the bleepity-bleep camera, drinking his Diet Coke, and he's like, would you stop moving for 30 seconds?
Yeah. Do you know how he got famous? Do you know his claim to fame?
I think sounding like a duck.
Doing SportsCenter back in the 80s.
No, right? But before he got that, he is on the...
Porn!
He is the on-field reporter for Dwight Clark's The Catch.
Wow.
So when Montana hits Clark in the back of the end zone to send the Niners to the Super Bowl, he is the guy who's like, and pandemonium hits San Francisco as the fans are going, and people are like running past him and patting him on the shoulders.
I'm Chris Berman here from ESPN.
Yeah, yeah, and that's his big break.
Whatever.
That they were like, oh, we love this dude.
That play is stupid. It wasn't even that big of a deal.
Oh, Joe.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm going to miss how...
Isn't this a baseball show?
...cranky you are about your Cowboys.
Isn't this a baseball show?
Fat.
Why are we bringing up this stupid catch? The catch.
Because it's Chris Berman.
Whatever.
Cal Raleigh wins the Home Run Derby last night.
Who I will say...
I just want to say...
I did not think that was going to happen.
you can hit a lot of home runs, but have you seen home runs at Truist Park?
Definitely just feel like the favorite, like, never wins.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Pete Alonso had to have been the favorite his second time because he won the first. But if you cancel that out, I feel like the favorite never wins.
The favorite or the leader in home run into it.
I felt really good because I said this to friends, and I said it yesterday in the afternoon. I had Junior Caminero. That was my pick.
I had either him or O'Neill Cruz. I said one of those two. I was like, Junior Caminero is young, athletic. He can hit the cover off of it. The thing I was worried about O'Neill Cruz is he was just going to try and crush every ball.
Which he did.
In the first round. And he would tucker himself out. And so that second round he did not do nearly as good.
Yeah, and then I was talking with a buddy yesterday, and we like started to backtrack on our picks because we looked at the dimensions of Truist Park in Atlanta, and it very much favors lefties. So then it was kind of like, oh, Matt Olson? And Matt Olson had a really nice heat.
He had a little bit of a heater going on.
That was like Adley Rutschman from last year.
Well, it was fun because he was like, he sucked to start. And
his
it was
3 minutes, a minute, like 2 minutes went by, and it was like, oh, bro.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, this is disappointing for the Atlanta home fan. And then he hit like raking. Five in a row or something like that, and the fans were getting up.
What I really, really loved about the home run derby last night, and we'll give Callis flowers here in a minute, is I feel like there was a lot of, and again, most of this is like national media who don't really watch baseball, so they're grasping at straws and don't know what the hell they're talking about. But it felt like people were worried that the home run derby was about to become the dunk contest in the NBA, where the big guys don't really want to do it, and it's a bunch of people you've never heard of, et cetera, et cetera. I found last night wildly entertaining. I thought Buxton was extremely entertaining. Olson was good. Caminero was good.
I mean, what Cruz was doing.
Cruz was doing like Griffey off the warehouse and Mark McGwire on I-82 in Boston,
like
kind of stuff.
120.
Josh Hamilton at Yankee Stadium. Like, I feel like we'll look back and remember O'Neill Cruz in this home run derby. I thought it was a fantastic show last night.
It was one of those where the star power of the lineup of hitters, like going into it, to the casual fan was probably like
looked real lame.
Yeah, but there were some good moments. I mean, again, I was
really high on James Wood,
O'Neill Cruz, what Caminero did, what your boy Chaz did.
Oh, dude,
I was thinking about you in the moment. I was like, there's no one
yesterday.
Happier right now.
I predicted that Jazz Chisholm would swing and miss at a ball. A la Brett Boone. Like, I thought he was going to do that.
I think he foul-tipped one backwards.
He foul-tipped one backwards, and like you suck, dude.
I'm like, oh, my God.
This is BP. I was very happy that Jazz sucked yesterday. Very, very happy. I text the afternoon guys, too. I was like, I told you, Jazz sucks. Suck it. Loser. Yeah.
I was looking forward.
Did Rooker get robbed? Rooker got robbed.
Okay, I was going to say.
They set this up.
This
it was just
the one,
a ploy.
This was the one bad thing. About
what's the controversy here?
The fact that you don't let them do a
swing
off.
It should have been a swing off. I didn't know that the swing off was for the final only.
Yeah. Like, what do we.
Should always be a swing off.
But wasn't it technically longer for Cal?
By
0.08 inches.
Hey, that's all that matters,
or 0.08
baby.
Feet.
No.
Yeah, no, it's about an inch. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's what
she
said.
Less than an inch. And that does matter to some women.
But
out there,
what I will say is, though, and this is where I give baseball a lot of credit. Okay, and this goes to Mizorowski being at the All-Star game. This goes to, now it happens that they both deserve it. But if Paul Skenes and Tarik Skubal weren't the clear starters of the All-Star game, baseball is starting to adapt. And even if there was a backroom conversation of, look, we're going to have to make this up to get Cal through and let's eliminate Rooker, I'm here for it. I am. It's the All-Star game. It's the best weekend of All-Star for any sport. Hockey's doing pretty well, but baseball's got it down. And if Major League Baseball decided to bend the rules and get Cal in, I'm here for it. Because I am now at the point with baseball that I want to see the best guys. I want to see him.
Yeah, so.
And Cal's the best guy in the home run derby. I want to see him. And he won.
Well,
point proven.
Brent Rooker has.
Who I do like. My A's.
I believe, what were they saying last
Not
night?
Not for long.
He is top 10 in home runs combined over the last three seasons.
He had a 3-run bomb in this game to bring the American League back.
God forbid that the MLB tries to have their players show off their talents more and leave it up to decimals. Like, is that not the most MLB thing? I thought of you in that moment. I was like, of course, MLB is like, you know, instead of letting these guys show off their athletic abilities, let's just leave it up to decimals.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the post.
The MLB Twitter account, it posted the, like, the feet of the home run to, like, the eighth decimal point.
I know. It was wild.
I retweeted. I was like, delete this. Like, we should not be proud of this. Like,
you could have gone to two and it would have been proven. I love how some people were like, no way StatCast is that accurate. And then somebody comes back with, like, do you know we land, like, probes on Mars exactly where we want them to? Like, math is a real thing.
Hey.
We can do this.
That's what they're paying the MLB PA for. Just to give us exact stats like that.
I thought the Derby was great last night.
It was. I enjoyed it. It was one of those where I was like trying to cook dinner, and then I'm like, well, I want to watch this. And
I know. I was doing both.
I don't have the angle of the TV from the kitchen.
Oh, I do in my house.
Yeah. I need to put like a mirror up.
You like, need on a TV in your kitchen, Joe.
Well, I sometimes throw the iPad in there, but I should put up a big-ass mirror like, on the wall so that way it bounces and so I can watch it. But
speaking of big-ass mirrors, let's get some flowers to Cal Raleigh, all right? All right?
What is the correlation?
Dumper.
Oh, big mirrors, big dumpers.
Cal Raleigh wins the home run derby. Let's give Cal some love. All right, we'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That tall drink of water
just threw a 102 mile an hour pitch. Again, like this Mizorowski thing, it's not controversy to me. Put him in. I don't care. The kid's 6'7" and throws 103 miles an hour. Put him in the damn All-Star game.
Speaking of...
Randy Arozarena has never seen a pitch he ain't going to swing at.
Random kind of side note.
That might be a little
note.
Harsh on Randy. He's a better player than that.
On tall pitchers, did you see the Ducks pitcher that got drafted by the Twins?
I did. He's like 6'11".
That picture does not look real.
No, it doesn't. He looks fake.
He has such long, gangly legs, dude.
I just want to say right now that both dugouts, Mizorowski has thrown four pitches, and all of them are over 100 miles an hour. And everybody is like, yeah,
that I know that was like being talked about over the last couple of days. Like, should he be in it?
It's
like, dude, I don't care.
I don't care.
And two, right now, he is a star. He is a
hell yeah, brother.
Like, the guy throws absolute flames and has been pretty damn dominant in his first five or six starts in the majors.
And like, look, his arm might fall off tomorrow and never pitch again in baseball. I'm here for this, though.
Yeah. When they announced that he was going to get in, I was like, dude, cool. I'm like, I'm cool with that.
Dude, if you can throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and Randy Arozarena can't get it out of the park, like, that's a good pitch. That's a good pitch.
The Miz.
He's going to love this. I'm so happy for him. Speaking of people we're happy for, fan favorite of the show, right? We can all acknowledge that the big dump. Cal Raleigh is our guy.
Yes.
We love this man.
I do like him.
There's no reason not to.
I do like him.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah, he's to win the home run derby the year that you are having, that's pretty effing awesome. I will
be
the
home run derby champ. Oh. Say in the past.
I wasn't in a contest, was he?
You are going to win, Pete. What'd you say? I'm the man. Oh, yeah.
That's Cal Raleigh at like 11 years old winning a backyard home run derby competition.
Well, who didn't at 11 years old?
Me. I didn't.
Yeah, I think I hit still some sucked. Dongs as an 11-year-old.
I still sucked.
Everybody was saying like, oh, he called his shot. It was like, yeah, we all did.
We all did, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's easy to be like.
Fisher nails a three-pointer to the NBA Finals.
I'm going to be a millionaire someday, and then you make $1 million. You're like, told ya. Well,
there was a picture of me in a Colts Marshall Faulk jersey as a kid. If I ended up playing for the Colts, they would have posted that all over the effing
place.
Truth.
Like, God. Cal Raleigh wins the home run derby, and I'll tell you what. I thought I thought the whole thing went really, really well. Like, from a, you know, I love baseball. I want baseball to be more accessible and enjoyable and profitable and market guys correctly and all that kind of stuff. I thought yesterday went great. Junior Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, Byron Buxton, Matt Olson all had some stuff, and Cal Raleigh came through in the end, and it was a wildly entertaining show.
It was entertaining. There's part of me that kind of wants to go back to a format where we have some time to, like, register what is happening. It seems like...
I would like to go back to 10 outs, personally.
Yeah.
What we used to do. I want to go back to 10 outs. I don't like the time.
I don't know. It just feels like things are rushed. And again, like, that's why they have to do the whole split screen thing now.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. Like, O'Neill Cruz hit that, what, 517?
And then he's like, by the time it's landed, he's already like three more pitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, like.
Exactly. I like the 10 pitch. And I think, you know, I was talking with somebody today. It's like, we're going to, they said, you know, the All-Star game starts at 5. Oh, it'll still be on during your show tonight. It's like, yeah, the All-Star game is a 4-hour event. It's not baseball like now, where baseball is, you know, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Like, this is a spectacle. Let's draw it out. You know, yeah, if you're on the East Coast, if you're in Atlanta right now, you know, it's 8, 9, 10. It's almost 11 o'clock. I get it. That's late. But this is a special treat. You know, the Super Bowl is 5 hours long, and nobody's yelling about that being shortened. So the timing in a home run derby, I don't think is necessary. If it's worth the spectacle, if you find that it drags on, then yeah, I can see trying to do something about it.
It was three hours last night.
But I think Matt Olson would have liked a little more time yesterday.
But it was literally 7:56 when they turned it off last night after a 5 p.m. start.
Like, yeah, and this game still got a whole nother inning.
I know there was a bunch of filler yesterday, but like...
God forbid we have a swing-off.
Even with time... Exactly, it would have been over 3 hours. Even with time, you're looking at, what, longer than an actual baseball game? It's special, but man, I love home run derbies. My attention span is not that long.
What I would like to know is how many people won the home run derby and the MVP in the same year?
Griffey's not one, because that was 97.
It's not going to happen this year.
I would like to know that. Ooh, I don't know, man.
It's not going to happen.
I think winning the home run derby for Cal...
That's his MVP.
No,
because he ain't winning MVP.
I think if he keeps going like this and doesn't fall off and finishes higher than Judge and the Mariners make the playoffs, I wouldn't be shocked if there's a little like NBA fatigue action going on and they give it to Cal Raleigh.
It's not happening.
The greatest season for a catcher in the history of baseball.
Cool. Is he batting 350?
But no. Is Aaron Judge doing anything defensively? Anything.
That is also true. You're talking about a platinum glove winner at catcher.
And he's hitting in a cracker box compared to T-Mobile Park. Come on, man.
I don't care.
Is he batting 350?
Wow.
Jeez.
Aaron Judge is like...
bend a little bit.
Aaron Judge is like the odds-on favorite by a lot.
I know, but I'm so sick of voting for Jokic.
No, not anymore.
I'm not voting for Jokic this
MLB
year.
MLB does not care about
he
that.
Was
that
the, is he true. Was
Barry
the...
Bonds has got, what, 7 of them?
Oh, Jesus. No, he was the odds-on favorite at the beginning of June, like minus 18, 20,000. But as the All-Star break kind of inched closer, the numbers started dropping. I think
he's minus 600.
If the Yankees exactly from minus 20,000.
If the Yankees continue to S the bed and the Mariners make the playoffs and the Yankees don't and Cal Raleigh hits 58 home runs, he's got my vote.
And Judge hits 55 while batting 330.
Yeah, Cal's got my vote.
No.
I think baseball would
I will
that.
Guarantee on this very show, and I will not have to answer for it later is canceled after this, that Aaron Judge wins it again.
I've never been canceled before.
Well.
I am now.
Welcome to the club.
Man, I just made myself sad. All right, we come back. Things we like from the first half and what we expect for the second half, plus we'll keep you updated on the All-Star game. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Pop Warner. He just got hit by a pitch, and my fantasy team is puckered right now.
Yeah, and of course, it came from a White Sox pitcher.
Yeah, he's just mad.
Reel it in. He's not even supposed to be here.
He's just mad because the Mariners are probably going to play him at some point with Eugenio at third base.
He can't sit with us!
By the way, guys, it's up to me to confirm and clarify a former misnomer that we thought that the whole one person per team rule on the All-Star team
actually
was not a thing. It is still a thing. I read that. I'm like, what? Okay,
so, yeah,
no.
Even more. Shane Smith, you're not even supposed to be here.
Well, he is. Barely.
Barely.
By literal definition of job only.
And the kid from Miami is only here because on Saturday he hit 3 home runs. Exactly. All right. Kyle Trowers, is that his name?
I think so. That sounds,
I don't know Kyle if that's Stowers, his first name, he was Trowers.
No, Kyle Stowers.
Stowers?
Stowers. Yes. He's had an at-bat.
And the reason I know that is because he was an Oriole, and he was traded to the Orioles for Trevor Rogers last year at the trade deadline.
Oh, man. Is that going to go down as one of the worst trades?
It's not great, Bob. It's not a great trade.
Hey, dude, you got Adam Jones for Eric Bedard.
Yeah, I was going to say,
hold
brother,
on to that one.
Yeah, you were part of the Mariners literally giving Major League Baseball prospects of theirs and basically becoming a feeder system for other teams.
That was the Mariners' choice. Okay.
That was.
We didn't even want Adam Jones.
Eric Bedard was.
We were like, dude.
And Adam Jones. I mean, Adam Jones is a top 10 Oriole of all time.
Well, actually, with
is he not?
I mean, someone did.
Present company excluded.
Yeah, someone did like an all star, all Orioles lineup over the years, and he was our center fielder.
Jim Palmer. Cal, obviously. Yeah,
Adam Jones was starting in center.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Going with the home run derby last night, you should appreciate this. Mr. Guardian won. Eduardo Perez, one of the three guys on the call for ESPN at the derby.
I do not claim Eduardo Perez.
Well, you should, because he got you for the Cleveland Guardians Indians at the time, Shin-Soo Choo. The Mariners gave Shin-Soo Choo up for a half of season of crap play from Eduardo Perez. What did Choo play, like 15 years in baseball?
I did.
You're
like,
welcome.
I did like Shin-Soo Choo.
You're welcome.
I did like him. He's, I don't know, maybe good. You guys get Stephen Kwan. The Mariners get Stephen Kwan.
The price would be too high, and I'm not sure that they're looking at outfield as much as they are corner or infield. So
I'll take Brian Wu off your hands.
Nobody's taking Brian Wu.
Did you see him on the red carpet? Yeah. That's a good looking bro.
Oh, dude. He got
That's a
sexy.
Good looking dude.
Hey, if we want to talk about red carpet, Ryan O'Hearn's wife.
Yeah.
Dude.
Fox.
Dude.
20
dude.
Out of 10.
As soon as I saw
a one seed, as they say.
As soon as I saw a video, I a sent bye. It immediately to fellow Oriole fan Salesbro Kurt Ludwig and just sent him the video and just put Ryan O'Hearn's wife.
Ryan O'Hearn wife.
Dude.
All right, let's see. Yeah, here. Let's
if
see.
You see her from
Whoa.
Dude. Dude.
I can't even really see her face, but everything else I can see looks great.
I think the Mariners should trade for him just because of that.
Yeah, it is up, and
dude,
it
his
is
mom's
very
hot too.
Very good.
Of course she is.
Dude, his mom's kind of hot.
Yeah, I was.
She probably looks like his mom.
Well represented at the All-Star game.
A lot of talent. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
You getting some more? Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
he's got his own Livy done. Holy.
I would.
Jeez. I might take this girl over.
I would.
No. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I'll those. My God.
Yeah.
Up tops.
If you are listening to the show,
go Google.
Spoiler alert. Go to
Hopefully
Twitter.
My wife
go whatever,
is not.
But
Google.
Oh my God.
Hannah O'Hearn. Google Hannah O'Hearn. Do
my,
it,
dude. Good for Ryan O'Hearn.
Good for him.
Jesus.
He's gonna look great in a Cubs uniform.
I want to see every single All Star significant other. And then we rank them. You want to talk about List Radio? That's all-star content right there.
Yeah, who's got the most busted?
I know, at least in the...
Are we like
poo-poo? Oh my God, she's a dog!
Are we like poo-pooing Clayton Kershaw because his wife's like 42 or something? Because he's old too?
Is that a thing?
It's like Mizorowski has a girlfriend and she's like 10.
I know Robinson Cano had some dumpster fires that he knocked up. Like, his baby mamas are ugly.
Jesus.
No,
Anthony Simons, hot talk.
Former Mariner did not like the attractive lady.
Former Listen, Mariner, Anthony Simons.
No, former Mariner, Robinson Cano.
Clayton Kershaw's wife is conventionally cute. Like, if you had
I was just giving grief.
If you had a buddy and this was his older sister, you'd have a little crush on
him. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm drunk. What
Yeah, Ryan O'Hearn's wife, that is...
That's a one seed.
That is... wow.
Yeah, can that be more
also
seed?
You got to remember, like, in the All-Star game, you know, there's a lot of younger people. So, like, does Anthony Munoz have a wife? Probably not.
What's Junior Caminero rocking with?
Probably not a wife.
Yeah, see it.
At least like a
girlfriend.
A thang.
A thang.
I don't Cal Raleigh has a girlfriend. I don't think she was at
oh,
the
festivities. Cal Raleigh's got. You remember Russell Wilson's wife before Ciara?
Oh, yeah.
That's a Cal Raleigh wife.
Junior Caminero engaged.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's she look?
Pulling it up. Well, seeing that he's Hispanic, he probably has a smoking hot Latina.
I'm sure.
I'm trying to get a good picture.
I'd love it if his girl's like Asian, like Japanese or something. That'd be dope.
His own BTJ.
He's just like, look, man, like, I'm a world-class baseball player, and I'm a world-class ladies' man.
Hey.
Sometimes they just throw a nice warm bath. You put some candles around, pull out some Cavassier, and then I'm going to put it in the...
Yeah, and by the way, someone asked what's going to happen from 7 to 9. Leon Phelps, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies' man taking over.
I'm actually not going anywhere. I'm just here doing Leon Phelps for
in
2 hours.
In blackface.
What? In whiteface.
Wow.
That's what Patrick said. That's what he's going to do.
That's right. What I'm going to do.
He's going to make it work.
I'm going to make it work. I'm a man of the people.
You get a new show, and then you're fired a week
later. Have you found Caminero's girl yet?
I'm trying my hardest here. It's all these pictures of them like hugging after the engagement, but I want to find the actual like
I like the idea of Brian Wu looking so good on the red carpet. That's why he left his girl at home, because he's like checking for other prospects.
Did he have a girl in Atlanta?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, to be fair, he was kind of like the Paul Skeens look when he came into the league, where he got that kid acne because he's like 21, 22.
Totally.
Now with the long hair, face
Dude,
is fixed
that
up,
red car. He looked better than anybody.
He looks hot. That flip baseball like hairdo that you do, it's almost like the hockey flip, but it's just better because it sits outside of a hat.
Dude, as a Mariner fan, you won All-Star Weekend. You got the dump winning the home run derby.
Yeah.
And you got Brian Wu winning the red carpet.
And Andres Munoz brought his cat, Matilda. That hit social media like crazy.
Oh, Matilda showed up.
Munoz throwing 100 mile an hour heat on the telly right now.
But they should have Matilda on the mound.
Just sleeping next to him in the grass.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I love you.
Yes, exactly. I have it all hopped up on catnip.
Well, it wouldn't stay there.
I'm going to get so hopped up on catnip tonight.
Be good TV. From what I can see, Junior Caminero is doing just fine.
See, does anybody know Julio's
You've
situation?
Seen five or six different girls and you're like, they all work.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Julio's what, 24? Haven't heard a lick about who he's dating. I would assume that means he is playing La Field.
No, he's just only seen with his best friend, Steve.
Ah, it's one of those.
That'd be awesome.
That would be. Dude, I would love if I'm Mariner.
I need a major league superstar to be like, and this is my partner John, and be like, oh, I love you.
I love
you so much.
Like what?
I love you so much.
See,
then Trump deports him.
That's not okay here. We can't
not
deal
okay.
with that.
We don't do that.
Andres Munoz's cat is one of those Persian short hairs with a funny looking face.
Yeah, okay. Kind of ugly. But cute.
I just saw one of those cats like live and in person on Sunday, a Persian short hair. And yeah, they are hilariously ugly and even funnier in person. And I couldn't get enough of this little cat. It even snorted like a pug because its face is all smashed in. Like, I would do the whole, like, oh, come here, kitty, now with my hands, and then it would be, like, sniffing.
We hang out with my wife's cousin from time to time, great old friend of mine as well, and she has a pug, and she's like, I brought the dog, and the dog walks in, and he's like, and it's like, dude, I think you're going to die, man.
My stoma.
I think you're going to die.
My emphysema.
I'm guessing that this text from 971... was
holy smokes
was in response to Ryan O'Hearn's wife because
dude.
I'm telling you
holy smoke show.
Keep him as an Oriole for life.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk some more baseball. I don't know what's going on, dude. We're just talking about
dude. We'll have plenty of shows after this.
Plenty
it's
of
fine.
Shows. Like, this is just a mess around. It's the All-Star break. We do whatever we want. That's Joe
Fisher.
The show's
going to go on forever.
That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
By the way, that does remind me of the one time that I produced and hosted the Hot Corner by myself.
Oh, dude,
that's a terrible read. Is that better? I'm just going to say it. Is that better than me producing a show with just me and AJ? Will Darkins went on paternity leave for three
it's not
months.
Better.
And I didn't have a job and I produced AJ and Dusty for 3 months. And we once did a show, just the two of us.
What was her top topic that day?
WNBA. And this is six years ago. So it's like, it's not even where we are.
Hey.
And the next we did Olympic gymnastics.
You shut your mouths. One, we are now a WNBA town.
Dude, AJ's my homie, though. Me and AJ,
I text her
from time to time. Like,
no, you don't.
I did. Okay, last time I texted her was 2 years ago.
From time to time. Good to know what that means.
The time is 2 years.
Well, I was in Hawaii, and I was sitting at a bar. And
you were asking, do you need anything for the show?
No, she had already moved on.
She responded, who's this?
She already moved on. And I was sitting at a brewery in Hawaii, in Oahu, in Honolulu. And they were showing some surf competition. And I looked up, and there was AJ doing sideline reporting. And I texted her, and I was like, yo, girl, what up? I am at a brewery in Hawaii, and you're on the TV. She was like, that was tape delayed 6 months ago. But it's good to hear from you. I hope things are great.
That is great. You know, I have
thus stapling, cementing, me and AJ, we're friends.
Well, one, I will say
we text that Cam Cleland tomorrow.
No, it was not better than that show. Maybe it was, but Harley on the YouTube chat says real ones remember the Joe Solo show. You're damn right you do.
Why didn't we just cancel it?
That was Emmy award winning program.
It was Joe. Like,
nobody knew it at the time.
Joe was like, I want to be a full time on air personality. I'll just do it.
I was like, we'll make this work. We'll make it happen. We're in the middle of the baseball season. We're not going to skip a damn show. Not under my watch.
We should have just called that.
Yeah, I don't know how I made that happen, but I did it. I didn't quit. I didn't tap out. People rolled with
me.
And
they're going to do him first.
We're going to use this opportunity to reminisce about our good friend Mike Lynch. You know, Mike was a lot of fun to do this show with because we got Mike real uncomfortable easily. Damn it, Joe.
Hey, that is a Mike Lynch quote right there. That's Mike Lynch. He was threw out the man more than anybody.
Mike, I'm really enjoying this show today. I will always miss Mike. Mike was a lot of fun on this show. He really was.
He was a savant.
Do you remember the show that we did, Indians, Yankees, and we cut into live broadcast? Why did we think that was a good idea? It was such bad radio.
I don't think this show had many good ideas. I think this is the segment of bad ideas of the Hawk Corner.
It was the playoffs, and I like bet Mike like $100 that we were going to beat the Yankees.
Did you really?
No, but it was like a sandwich bet or something, and I was like, we got this, and then it cut in. The final score was like 8-2.
What kind of sandwich?
Probably Baker's Mark. I mean, that's my sandwich joint. So that's good.
The Dutch Crunch.
I don't do Dutch Crunch because it tastes like blood.
Oh, no, dude. Dutch Crunch is the way to go. And get some peppers on there.
Dude, it just cuts the roof of my mouth.
With the hot mayo mayo or whatever they put on there.
All the hell.
Oh, my God. Sounds so good.
The All-Star game right now, 6-4. Byron Buxton with a double.
Things are getting spicy here.
Suarez from San Diego.
Buxton's injured.
And he's done for the season.
And he's dead.
Yeah, Mike was a lot of fun. I think we really, because Mike was the producer for Primetime at the time, and still fun, old, little, naive, young Mike. And I feel like when you came in the picture, Joe, we really made him uncomfortable.
How so?
Just you and me being you and me and making him uneasy and talking about women hots and
hey, I do not.
I love Tesla.
I don't get inappropriate on the show.
Women hots are bad convo. I'm confused.
Well, I don't know. Mike's such a good kid.
Oh, he looks really hot.
He's the protected soul.
I was going to do Matt Harvey.
The church kid. Yes. Wow.
I'll keep firing those off.
Yeah, Matt Harvey, not a good person, as we now know.
Give me some bass touching.
You're just trying to slip it in there.
Ooh.
And they're going to do him first. I feel like you don't even have to touch it, to be honest with you. They're not touching the bass.
Matt Harvey was Batman. Just saying.
One shining moment.
I think that was, we were past baseball season, we had nothing to talk about. And Mike always wanted to talk about the great Syracuse basketball team, the great Jim Boeheim, and the greatness that was Syracuse basketball outside of 2003 doesn't exist. And I was like, what do you think this is? One shining moment?
One shining moment.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
That's my guy right there. That's my guy. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Man, I made a drastic mistake.
What's that?
Googling hottest girlfriends in MLB.
Why?
Makes you feel crappy about yourself, huh?
I don't know if it's so much a mistake. Like some bench player. I'm getting some good content.
Some bench player for the Angels just got the number one.
Oh, you guys
know. Cole Tucker is apparently married to Vanessa Hudgens.
You didn't know that?
Oh, I did know that. And Cole Tucker is not a good looking dude.
No, nor is he. How he got Hudgens
is beside me.
Because he's tall.
My wife asked
goofy.
Me. She goes, "Do you know who Cole Tucker is?" And I go, "Did you misread Kyle Tucker?"
No.
And she goes, "No, it's Cole, C-O-L-E. I was like, "I have no idea who you're talking about."
The most beautiful baseball wags of 2025.
He's not even on a team.
Cole Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that doesn't count as a baseball.
I don't think he has a job. Isn't he the guy the doesn't Astros? Even have a job.
He's a minor leaguer. I know he sniffed the
bigs. How do you get Vanessa Hudgens and you ain't even got a job?
Good for him. He doesn't need a job with Vanessa Hudgens.
I suppose that's true.
Career war. Yeah, he played last year for the Angels, hit .180. So
good for him. Now he's going to be a stay-at-home dad.
I'm sure he's playing minor league baseball this year.
No, I'm going to pump into that.
You guys remember Eric Sogard? Nerdy, like, second baseman-looking guy with glasses? Like, wore goggles?
No.
No? Middle infielder? His wife was smoking hot. He was, like, 5'10 and ugly as hell. But baseball.
By the way, I think I found Julio Rodriguez's girlfriend.
Adam Jones, our P1 Adam Jones on the YouTube channel. I believe he's on the board behind me. Did I add him?
I think so.
The Adam Jones. That's my handwriting. Hot take. Livy Dunn is just meh.
Okay.
Get the hell right out of here.
After seeing Ryan O'Hearn's girl.
Dude, Ryan O'Hearn's girlfriend is.
Kind of skews the whole thing a little bit.
That's a game changer.
That's
right
a
there.
Game changer.
Stacked.
Those women are.
What's Bryce's perfect. Wife look like? Does Bryce's wife look good? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Harper?
What are we doing here?
This is
what are we doing here?
This
whatever.
Is like a,
it's the last show
for Bryce.
Who doesn't
like a, high
like
school
a good
sweet,
rubby action?
It's a high school sweetheart MLB status. Players, I think. They've been together a while.
You gotta clench your fist real tight and make sure it's popping out, and you just bam.
Yeah, I think Julio's dating a super hot from the Canadian soccer team.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, dope.
Another see, I love the athlete marriages. That's always fun.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Oh my god,
I just get off at weird times.
Whew. Some mess with this thermostat.
Boy, let me tell you, this is the matchup we've all been waiting for in the All-Star game.
Your boy,
Sugar Diaz and Jazz Chisholm.
How funny would it be if he hit a go-ahead home run right here? I really want him to hit a go-ahead home run.
It right would now. Be amazing. Or how about a direct line?
Wouldn't that
Matt
be
Olson?
A way to end this show? Is him getting a go-ahead? Oh, and he lines out the first.
About as good. Hit a lot of those in the home run derby, too.
What a pick by Olson right there.
Dude, Olson is a top five defensive first baseman the last 5 years.
And look at this. I'm looking at his wife right now.
Matt Olson?
Yeah. Nicole Olson. She's drinking an espresso martini.
Didn't you see her last night?
Oh,
she's
I already
hot.
Hate her now.
I did not see her last night.
As a former bartender, God, I love saying that. As a former restaurant industry guy, God, it never gets old. The espresso martini can rot in hell.
Really? Well, yeah. Not an easy make?
That's fighting words.
It's not even about that. It's a dumb cocktail.
That's fighting words in the BTK's house.
I don't care, man. Dude. The big time Korean can go find a new drink, okay?
That's yummy stuff, man.
Gosh. Yeah, man.
Go have some coffee, okay? Take a shot of vodka. Go smoke a cigarette like an adult.
According to Ranker.com, number one hottest wag, wife and girlfriend of baseball, most beautiful wag of 2025, Livy Dunn.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, Livy is gorgeous. There's no taking away. But I think she gets a little bump because she's Livy Dunn. Look,
yeah,
Livy Dunn is
hot.
Gorgeous, but Ryan O'Hearn's wife is hotter than Livy Dunn.
She, dude, Ryan O'Hearn's
if we're just,
wife.
If we're just line up here, if we're just putting them all in a row. Like a cattle call? I'm taking O'Hearn's
Don't
wife.
Don't say that.
Taking O'Hearn's wife.
Yeah, good for him, dude.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for all of them.
Well,
Houston later. I hope she likes the sun in Texas.
It's the top of the ninth here in the All-Star game.
Joe said to me before we started the show, he's like, I'm mad at Joe Davis. I was like, how are you mad at Joe Davis? He's awesome. And he goes, because Ryan O'Hearn came to the plate and he's like, hey, you ain't going to be in Baltimore much longer.
Yeah, I felt like that was an unnecessary low blow in this broadcast. Like, you were celebrating the players.
Just took a fat shot at your team.
And they're showing his stats. And they're like, Ryan O'Hearn.
Do you think he's like Stephen Kwan at the base, at the plate right now? Could be a huge tying run here for the American League, and he's going to look great in left field at Yankee Stadium.
Well, no, because that's not going to happen.
Oh, but... Kwan's getting dealt.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. No, we're not going to re-sign him.
Why would you not re-sign him?
My team sucks, because my team's an idiot.
That is an automatic dude on base, like every other at-bat.
I agree.
That's a mistake. But yeah, I thought it was a low blow by Joe Davis. He's like, Ryan O'Hearn, he's
that's
having a
Joe on Joe crime.
He's having a great year for the Orioles. Look at those stat numbers. And that's the last time, probably won't see him in an Orioles jersey much longer. And I'm just like, what the F is that, Joe? Like, I know.
I hope he's traded tomorrow. Never plays for the O's again.
I am familiar with the situation that we are in.
We are aware. We are aware.
Screw
you. Kwan. Oh, he got it. It's a tie ball game. Stephen Kwan.
How about that? Look at that. Crazy. See, that's why you don't trade him right there.
That is what we're talking about.
Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson.
6-6, ALNL tied in the top of the ninth. Two outs. Kwan on first with Randy Arozarena.
Arozarena.
Up to bat.
Dude, I hope he hits a dinger.
I hope he lines out right to third base.
Look at Kwan. Look at that hustle. That's a ball player right there.
Like I said, that's a dude that, you know what? I appreciate that in an All-Star game. He did not look at the ball. As soon as he made contact, it was head down. I am running my ass off
the
first base.
That's why this is the best. This is why this is the best. And he stole second. Get it. Get it. Right here, Joe. You're behind me.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go, Kwani.
I love the F.
That's why this is the best. The All-Star game in Major League Baseball, they actually try.
Rhino,
the hockey guys do too. All right. Let's get out of here. I want to do fair or foul, and I want to let it breathe. The last ever fair or foul coming up next. But first, Jordan Schultze with an update.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite. Fair or Foul. Aroldis Chapman in at the bottom of the ninth. Tie game 6-6 because my boy, Stephen Kwan, if the AL wins this, give him the MVP.
Can they? Can they win it? Is it just going to be a tie?
No, we don't tie anymore.
Can we get a split?
But if we run out of pitchers,
dude, does
we
Doc
will?
Roberts call Kike Hernandez and say, yo, fire up the jet. I'm going to need you here in a minute.
Can we split screen this game with wherever Ryan O'Hearn's wife is in the stadium, please?
Dude, she's not at the stadium. She's like... I'm picking out apartments in Houston.
Oh, shut up.
Or Chicago.
No, a very beautiful apartment in the Chesapeake Bay.
Just go to the Nationals?
No, don't you do that. Is that even near the Chesapeake Bay?
I have no idea, dude. I just wanted to get you riled up.
Is it more inland, Washington, D.C.?
It's on the Virginia border.
Yeah, so it's definitely not. I mean, it's close enough. But Baltimore's right there on the bay. Anyways. Ryan O'Hearn's wife. Hot.
9 walk-off wins in All-Star history. Last in 2008.
Ryan O'Hearn's wife. Hot.
This is Fair or Foul. It's our last Fair or Foul ever, so let's have some fun with it. We'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz.
Yeah, Ryan O'Hearn's wife. Hot. I'm just kidding. I think we've all agreed on that one.
That thing is in deep center field.
Foul. It's my wife. She is lovely.
Hit it out of the park.
I'm going to hit it out of the park tonight.
No kidding. What's that phrase? Out kicking the coverage? Even Ryan O'Hearn, stud Major League Baseball player, out kicked the coverage
show,
on that one.
I'm going to show my son this and be like, you're getting into baseball
right
this
now.
This is why.
Or golf. All the PGA wags, too.
That's true. A lot
like
of those
Shane
guys
Lowry.
Got...
Sorry. Ugly dude. But his wife...
That's my countryman.
Shane Lowry?
It's my brother.
You guys might share like a...
We love hand pies. Leave us alone.
It's like you have nothing in common. Okay. Love that you identify with him. Okay, guys. We were talking Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge on the MVP debate. I brought up the defense that Cal Raleigh has played, reigning platinum glove winner at the catcher position, which since they've introduced the platinum glove, I'm not sure a catcher has actually won it. Be interested to see that. But wanted to see you guys if you knew how many assists from the outfield that Aaron Judge has had so far this year. Fair or foul? Aaron Judge has 0 assists from the outfield so far this year. Fair or foul?
The last time I saw him making a crucial defensive play was in Game 5 of the World Series.
God, this again?
And I don't think that went well. I'm going to ride this train. I'm going to say fair. I'm going to say that Judge has no outfield assists.
I'm not going to answer this. This is an agenda that Schulze is trying to push.
This is some DEI Democrat fake news BS.
He's great. Don't ask to talk Aaron Judge.
He has 0 assists
Alejandro
this
Kirk
season.
Just challenged the ABS.
That was their right. Fair or foul. He has 0 outfield assists this season.
Oh, he's got to have at least 1. I mean, for God's sakes, we're 90 games into the season. You're telling me he doesn't have 1 assist?
I don't know, man. The Yankees are not great defensively.
No, they're not. But I'm going to say foul. He's got at least 1.
That would be correct. He has 1. He literally has 1.
Got at least 1.
It is not fair. It is foul, but only due to the fact that he has had 1 outfield assist.
The home run stroke.
Just proving my point that the dude has done nothing outside of smacking bombs at the plate. And I'd be interested to see what his average with runners in scoring position is. Are any of those hits that are making him at 350 as valuable as what Cal is doing?
I'm very excited that on the last hot corner ever, Jordan Schulze gives me a hot take of, I don't think Judge is really doing anything.
No.
He only has 35 home runs and is batting .320. But have any of those really come in clutch?
Anything comparable to Cal. Sorry. My bias might be showing through here, but...
A touch?
He's in a cracker box! If I hit 50 home runs over the Green Monster in Boston...
I don't know.
...and Cal hits 50 at T-Mobile Park, who would you say is the better hitter?
I don't
know. Cal Raleigh, right?
Look at Aaron Judge's spray chart. I mean, it's everywhere.
But how many of those home runs are only home runs in Yankee Stadium? I want to look that up because I bet you out of his 30-some, there's probably 8 or 9 that are only Yankee Stadium shots.
I can't back you on this, Schulze.
I know you can't. I can't. That's okay. But I'm going
to
bring...
I want to, but I can't.
I want to bring facts... to your ass, though. So we'll see if I can actually find that before the end of the show. All right, guys.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Moving on, of course, Cal Raleigh, sticking with the theme of Cal v. Aaron Judge. Well, Cal v. the field in the home run derby last night absolutely crushed him. 54 total home runs and beat Junior Caminero by 3 in the championship round. The second ever Seattle Mariner to win the home run derby. The first since Ken Griffey Jr. And the first catcher ever to win the derby, guys.
I had a funny moment.
Yeah.
They were like, Cal Raleigh wins the home run derby. He is the second Mariner to ever win it and 4th all time. And I was like, whoa. Doing math real quick in my head. Who's got 3? Oh, right, kid.
He's like,
my bad.
It's all good.
I forgot.
How could you forget?
I forgot he's got 3.
Because the Mariners...
But it's, like, it's shocking. It's like the second time ever, but 4th all time. You're like, whoa, what?
Those 90s, man. He actually, in 2000, I think Sammy Sosa beat him, but it was still Griffey and Sosa in the finals.
Griffey was in the final in 2000. He hit the ball off the warehouse in Camden.
Oh, that was that year. Ooh, beautiful.
Which was only like 465 because it stopped at the wall.
How dare he vandalize a historic building?
Otherwise, it's probably, you know, 540.
Yeah, like near 600. Good Lord. Guys, fair or foul, another catcher will win the home run derby in the future. It's a pretty special one. Fair or foul? Cal's the first one to do it.
I mean, I'm going to say fair.
I'm going to say fair because I think there's a current catcher in baseball that can win it.
Okay.
I think there's one in the minors that can do it, too.
Who's in the minors?
Samuel Baseo. Orioles. Catcher. Dude. He'll probably end up being a first baseman or DH.
It's like, what about Adley? You already forget about him?
I mean, Adley can win a home run derby. With what we saw from Adley last
year. He's not going to go back.
No. He's just too good of a time. I had too much fun doing that. I don't need to do that anymore.
No, he's caught him while he was hot, and it was in the Pacific Northwest. And
that's right. That's right. He's not good anymore.
Guys, you see what's happening at the All-Star game? It is a home run derby for the tiebreaker. I did not understand this. I did not know this rule. Three players from each team have three swings, and essentially the most end up winning. So that, I love this. No
it's
pitching.
It's a swing off.
It is a literal home run. It's like a shootout for
what
soccer.
What I think they should do.
It's fantastic.
Oh is dude, the national media is going to destroy baseball.
What I think they should do, actually, is a home run. Whatever, whoever hit a home run for the National League and the American League, whoever had the longer home run, that's who wins the
by
game.
By 0.08 feet.
Yes.
Aaron Boone chooses Judge.
That is blasphemous.
Doc Roberts is, I'll take Shohei, Freddie.
Oh my God, that's Ron O'Hearn's wife's music.
What the hell is the meaning of this?
You bastard.
Damn his soul.
Looks like Rooker's first.
Yeah, because he takes Judge, Rooker,
Raleigh.
And Raleigh.
You have
look
to.
At the state. I mean, granted, it's almost midnight there, but that stadium behind home plate is empty. You yeah, see
it
this?
Is, it is not.
Are they still serving back. Alcohol? Do they have to follow the same God. Rules?
I thought that was bottom seven.
What the hell are we talking about? Were we doing something
Cal
here?
Raleigh, will he? He won the home run derby as the first ever catcher. Will another catcher win the derby? Both of you guys pretty much leaned in the yes.
I say yeah. I think Adley's got it.
Well, again, I don't know if it's going to be him, but, I mean, someone in the future. It'll be some dude with, I don't know, a big chest. Big.
What if Aaron Boone surprises everybody, and it's Brent Rooker, and then next is Gleyber Torres?
No.
And the winner is Jazz.
I mean, if you talk about the national media lambasting anybody,
I was going to say he doesn't want
to
win.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. The American League must have a lot of respect for Brent Rooker. If Rooker's going up to the plate for this, right?
Well, you have
you'd have to think. Yeah. You're looking at your best home run guys in the National League. They're going, well, obviously Shohei. You know, so if in the American League, if you're Brent Rooker with Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, oh, dude, the National League's got to be Shohei, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Who's the third?
Alonso?
Pete Alonso,
he already hit
right?
a home run tonight, so he's feeling
we
it.
Saw, they were showing us Pete Alonso in the cage. He doesn't do the home run derby because he walks it off.
Oh, my God. That would see, I like the home run derby kind of being made a part of the All-Star game, too, because it's more entertaining
the national,
than the All-Star game.
The national media is going to destroy this
tomorrow.
Well,
that's stupid. They shouldn't.
How stupid is Major League Baseball to do this?
By the way, Aaron Judge, 17 home runs at home, 18 away from New York.
Suck it, Schultzy.
How many of those are only home runs at Yankee Stadium?
17 are at home, 18.
No, you're not.
But how many of the 17 are right field, basically?
Like, how many are out of all 30 parks, how many are their homers?
Opposite field, just throwing that out there.
Oh, my God. All right, now we're splitting hairs.
Well, that's kind of what baseball's all about.
We're moving the goalposts.
Shut up.
What's next? What do you got next?
Yeah, it's having to do with Royals prospect Jack Caglione.
J-Cag.
Saw this earlier this week. I can't remember which announcer it was in Major League Baseball, but he went on the best rant about Jack Caglione's name. So, of course, he is a young prospect, 22 years old, just called up by the Royals earlier this season, one of the top prospects overall in baseball, but his name actually isn't Jack Caglione. His last name is Caglione, but his full name is Jeffrey Allen Caglione. So Jack is just all of those three letters put together.
Yeah, it's JAC, right?
So he is JAC, Jeffrey Allen Caglione, Caglione. And I like how the announcer in baseball was bringing up the fact that it's just like that old J.D. Davis name. It was basically Jordan Davis Davis, because he went by J.D. Davis, but it was just Jordan Davis as his initials. Like, that makes no sense to me, guys. I hate that this is allowed to be.
This reminds me of Juan Dulio.
Juan Dulio Martinez.
Juan Dulio Martinez. That's
right. Yeah, Jeffrey Allen Caglione. Caglione, guys.
Dude, I got J-Cag in a dynasty league. Like, I'm holding on to him.
I think I'm kind of with you because I feel like we need more writer names, like author names, like J.A. Caglione. Like, what's your middle initial?
Juan Dulio. I have two.
Huh?
I have two.
You have two middle names. Yeah. So, like, me being J.H. Fisher.
Jaman. Praise to be Jah, Lord of mercy.
And then your middle initial is T.
Yes, Thomas.
Yes.
Jesus. Actually, I have
Topanga. That's right.
I actually have two. I have two. Thomas and Maurice.
Jordan Topanga Schultz.
JT Schultz.
Yep.
Okay. Brent Rooker, Randy Arozarena, and Aranda.
What are we doing?
Stowers, Schwarber, and Alonso.
Oh, because they have to be in the game. So if they've been taken out of the game, Cal Raleigh has been subbed for.
Oh, I hate that rule.
That is.
I now officially hate that rule.
Burn it down.
It needs to be Judge, Otani, Schwarber, Cal. Oh, Rooker just hit one 1,000 feet.
I find this absolutely ridiculous that they're like, hey, we know it's almost midnight here in Atlanta and this game started 3.5 hours ago. We can do a swing off here, but no, we couldn't do one last night in the first round. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
All right, well, we're going to watch this as Rooker, I think, just went deep again.
You're ahead of me, damn it. Stop.
Well, catch up, loser.
Damn.
Gosh, he should
American
have been
League up 2-0.
He should have been in the second round of
the
home runners.
I just
want
to go home, and I'm going to have to sit here and watch this. When we come back, we'll wrap this stupid show up forever. Hot Corner, Today in the Fan. So we're going to finish up this stupid show. Randy Arozarena has hit one, so it's 3-1. He looks – one thing I love about Randy Arozarena at the plate, he always looks so mad. He's mad to be there.
He does have a scowl.
He's mad that he's good at baseball. He's mad when he hits a home run. He's mad when he catches a ball.
What's his wife look like?
Probably because he was on a raft from Cuba to Mexico.
Cenelia Pinedo Blanco is her
name. She look good?
She's no Hannah O'Hearn. I'll say that much.
Moving on.
Who is?
Dude.
So the American League's up 3-1. Schwarber coming up to the dish.
I have gone back and forth on this format.
I'm with you, Joe.
Multiple times in the last 5 minutes. One moment I'm like, this is stupid. And then I'm like, dude, having Schwarber and Alonso, that's actually a good setup.
You know what?
I'm like analyzing it. I'm like, wait, I hated this. Well, maybe I don't.
I am here for Kyle Schwarber to walk up and hit like 7 500-foot bombs.
Dude, I hope so.
Because Schwarber should be in the home run derby every year. I mean, he is a home run hitter. I love Derek Skubal's already in street clothes.
Oh my God. Showered and everything.
Schwarber should be in every home run derby. He's an Adam Dunn. I just hit dingers. I'm Big Al. Don't be shocked if Schwarber hits 5 home runs over 500 feet.
Yeah. Effortlessly.
Yeah. I love that he's slimmed down, too. I like skinny Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yep, there's one. Deep center. Oh, and he got it.
All right, let's end this show.
Yeah, can we end this show out early? Can you give 10 minutes of commercials?
No.
Leading into what, Ducks Insider?
No, we can't do 10 minutes. It's ESPN programming. But no.
Joe, I think it is really funny that this is our last show with the second weirdest end to an All-Star game of all time.
Yeah, it's only right that this goes out in a weird way, just like this All-Star game, and Schwarber is hitting bombs, and we've got hot wife talk, and
a lot of things that I don't usually love to do on this
show.
It
just feels right.
It's right in the feels.
Yeah. Well,
it's right in the feels. Speaking of the feels, Kyle Schwarber. Burp, burp, burp.
If for some reason, and he hit another one.
It's an A-bomb. Now, what did I do wrong? Non si può stopparlo.
All right, this is kind of cool.
He had three home runs. I knew Schwarber was going to do something.
I have officially cast my ballot for this is cool.
If Schwarber is the reason the NL wins this All-Star game, is he going to... Is Kyle Schwarber elite? Is he going to the...
Kyle Schwarber's legacy?
Is Kyle Schwarber elite? Is he elite?
This is what we do with our last segment ever.
Joe, I love you. My favorite Joe Fisher thing ever.
Keep the tradition living on, baby.
It is true.
Yeah, and if you're just so happen to be tuning in for the last 6 minutes of this program, you're tuning in to the last 6 minutes of this program ever.
This is
the last show of the Hot Corner.
Yeah, we'll call it here, you know. Existence. And now that we're having a break with Jonathan Aranda getting ready to go, you know, there's a lot of people that I want to thank for this show. You know, I want to thank Jeff Austin, first and foremost.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, no joke, dude. Like, if you like, if Casey Box is listening right now, I want to give a shout out to Casey Box, Jordan Levas, Keith Hill, Luke Anderson, Rashad Taylor. There was a lot of fun times to be had that created this stupid show.
A lot
show.
Of mango habanero wings went around.
You know,
a lot of Asian zing.
I never thought that when I got told I was going to do a show with Mike Lynch, that Mike would become one of my closer friends, and we all root for him, and I'll continue, you know, I'll be here noon to three with Danny Meringue, and I'll continue to give you updates on Mike as I get them. You know, Mike is one of my favorite people that I've ever graced this earth with, and he taught me how to be a radio guy. He used his Syracuse, you know, privileged mind to help me one day, you know, and one day kind of start to achieve my goals, you know, and there's a huge, huge thank you to you, Joe. Like, insane. I don't know if I could ever really tell you how important you are to me.
Well, shucks.
Being on the ones and twos, there were times where Mike and I was like, the hell is wrong with this guy?
Stop.
We were.
Stop.
Well, you didn't care. You wanted to be big time. Now you are big time.
Well, I would bring my son into the show. I'd be like,
hey, that's another thing. I want to throw a fat shout out to Medium Joe. Medium Joe. Like, that guy, I've watched that kid grow up. He's bigger than me.
Yeah, he, honestly.
I met that kid when he was like 4 years old.
He'll be coming into the station here during the summer at some point. We will do a back-to-back height test because there is a good chance he is right up there with
him. I absolutely love that kid. I watched him grow up. Yeah. I watched him grow up.
Yeah, man, this is, it's weird. We're like in the final countdown here, as I believe the National League has sealed it up.
Sealed the deal because of Kyle Schwarber, future Hall of Famer, Kyle Schwarber.
Is Kyle Schwarber elite?
Hey, man, he's 150 away from
500. What is his legacy?
He's 150 away from 500.
I like
it's 45 a year.
I like how the scoreboard just said 6-6 tie.
Is Kyle Schwarber elite?
I
3 hours of that coming up tomorrow. Meringue and Harris. Harris and Meringue.
Yeah, man. It's a weird, bittersweet feeling. This has been a part of my weekly routine for 10 years, as it has yours. Schulte has been a part of your weekly routine for the last 3 years. This has been listeners' routine for the last 10 years, hopefully, that they've been hearing us on these mics 7 to 9 on Wednesday and or Tuesday.
Let's let's do something for Game 1 of the World Series. That sound all right, guys?
Like what? Like a podcast or something?
No, I mean, like, let's get together and watch some baseball.
All right, I'm down for that.
We're all-star games every year. Maybe we can convince the bosses to let us do an all-star game every Tuesday.
Just once.
Once a year.
Once a year.
The Hot Corner All-Star comes back for an all-star game on Tuesdays.
I'm down for it.
And shout out to the YouTube crew who was like, obviously it's not, you know, logistically possible, but it would have been nice to have Mike here today.
Yeah.
If he was able to, he would come down. I know he would.
I hope he's listening. I don't know if you told him about what was going down and that this was the last show or not. But
I don't think I did. Communication with Mike, you got to be pretty deliberate when you communicate with
Luckily,
Mike.
Luckily, this podcast...
It's hard to just kind of BS with Mike.
This podcast will live in the annals of the internet for forever.
Next to Beers on Us.
Yeah, you can go and listen to Beers on Us if you want to.
Dude, I think actually a lot of those are probably still pretty good. Shout out the Trader Joe's episode. The Trader Joe's beer episode.
Hey.
Trader Joe's episode and the non-alcoholic beer episode are the two highest downloaded episodes in the history of Beers on Us.
I still love how I...
Like, we presented awards at the Oregon Beer Awards. And nobody cared. It was the NA beer and the Trader Joe's beers.
I used your
Trader
show.
Jose.
I used your show to get me a free pass to the Maui Brew Fest.
And how was that? Awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
I saved like $100 on a ticket, and I got in right away. I didn't have to wait in line.
Somebody was like, oh, right this way, man. Here's some tokens. Like,
I did an interview for that show.
That we never aired.
Oh, I think you aired.
Did we air it?
I think it was part of it. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the best content, but... Well, dude, it's been a fun 10 years.
It has. And to JR, who just texted in, for it's always a Wednesday, you are correct. I always think of Wednesdays very fondly. Maybe that's how the Hot Corner lives on. Maybe in the afternoon, for it's always a Wednesday. Although I'm pretty used to saying Tuesday now.
Well, sign off both days like that.
Both days like that?
Yeah. Or check in, yeah. For it is a Monday, for it is always a Monday.
For it's always a Monday.
For it is a Friday, for it is always a
Friday. No, I think I got to pick a day. If I pick a day, it's got to be Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so.
It's got to be Wednesday.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Although Tuesday was a big move for us. We were really happy to move to Tuesday.
Yeah, they should have canceled us then.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Bittersweet moment, man. Love you. Again, I get to see you more often, so it's not true. Like I'm never going to see you. Like,
can you do me a favor, Joe, and sell my show? That'd be great.
No.
I said that to Cooley today. Hey, day two. Still haven't seen anybody sell anything. And Cooley looked at me. I swear he was actually mad.
He said that. And I'm like, I don't know what I have to tell Patrick that I wasn't even selling our show. All right.
Oh, 10 years of this stupid show and nobody has ever sold this show.
Hey, man, we are making some hires.
Luke Anderson sold his show.
We are making some hires in the building. We just got a new IT guy.
That is true.
We've got three.
He's going to give me printer privileges.
We've got
I don't think
three
the station is ready for me to have printer privileges.
New salespeople. We're going to be getting an engineer here soon.
It's pretty rad.
Odyssey looking like a real radio station over
pretty
here.
Pretty rad.
At least we're going to fake 1080 it. 1080 the fan.
I mean, probably fake it as long as we can.
This is the last time hearing this.
Well, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's it. Shout out John Fogerty.
Shout out baseball. Shout out the listeners. Shout out you. Shout out Mike Lynch. Shout out Jordan Schultz. Shout out me. I mean, come on.
You can catch Joe and Rashad on Sundays for Sports Sunday. Schultzy is always around, always finding roles to do and being a part of a very integral, important part of what we do down here. You can catch me with Danny Morang every day, noon to 3. I guess, yeah, for Schultzy on the ones and twos, for Mike Lynch, for Jeff Austin, that's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Always.
And love it.